This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Manchester City outplayed on Wednesday night by Barcelona, flattered by that 1-0 scoreline in the end.
Yeah.
They must feel slightly deflated now, out of the Champions League. It looks as if the Premier League is beyond their grasp as well. And Manuel Pellegrini's position, surely shrouded in uncertainty. It would be a surprise to me if he's there at the start of next season.
Well, 1-2 with Hills, not to be there at the start of next season. I think that's a fait accompli, to be honest. I mean, they were absolutely chasing shadows at the new camp. In fact, one of them nutmegged James Milner. How many times did we see that?
Amazing.
Incredible.
He never looked more English, did he?
I mean, you look at this match now and you think, well, you just can't pack City, can you? 1-3. They've lost 6 of their last 12 matches, you know, City. I know that Barcelona were 2 of those, and Arsenal and Liverpool were the other 2. And then it was Bradford and Burnley, they've also lost 2. West Brom are only 8-1, though. I mean, it's not great, is it, for a team that's lost twice to Villa in the last week? This is a shocking one to start with, because, you know, City could thought, right, we'll answer our critics and run up a cricket score, albeit an England cricket score. But West Brom, I don't know, they're a funny team to get right at the moment. I hate this match. I honestly have not got a clue. And at 12:45 kick-off, I would suggest the best bet for punters is to stay in bed till 2:30. I really don't know what to go for.
West Brom, Lee, are probably safe now. 33 points already. Their motivation might not be as high as it has been previously. I was looking at the goals here. I'm pretty sure this could be quite attritional. We've seen these Saturday afternoon early kickoffs be quite low scoring in the past as well. And suddenly, City, rather than looking towards Chelsea, are looking over their shoulder a little bit. Only a point ahead of Arsenal before the weekend. 2 points ahead of Manchester United and only 4 points clear of Liverpool. I saw the goals, under 2.5 goals at 11-8 here, Lee.
Yeah, I could play that. I must admit, I think it's a bit easier than Derek. I mean, the thing about West Brom is, however good you think they are at home, they're not great away from home. And we know that what the manager's MO is, if you like, when he goes away from home, and that's just to kind of shut up shop and try and get a point. You know, if you look at the Premier League results away from home recently, that kind of bears out as well. All right, they lost 2-1 at Villa, didn't they? With that stoppage time penalty, so it was going to be a 1-1 draw until Benteke took that one away. They drew 0-0 at Sunderland, 2-2 at Burnley, 0-0 at Everton, 1-1 at West Ham. Before that, they'd lost, I think they'd only drawn one of the previous 8 matches in the Premier League going back to the start of the season. So that's what he'll do. I think he'll go there and he'll try and shut up shop. It's just how long it takes Man City to break them down for me. I think the draw at half time, Man City full time is probably a nice way to go. That's 17-5. Man City, when they have dropped out of the Champions League, which obviously they're getting used to doing now, aren't they? Last year they went away to Hull and won 2-0. It's not a dissimilar game, is it? I know it's at home and it's probably an easier prospect, but they went on a decent run after being knocked out of the Champions League by Barcelona last season in very similar circumstances in a way. You know, blamed for the naivety and all the rest of it. So I think City will get the job done. But I mean, in terms of the 1-3, I've got to agree with Derek. I mean, I think I said last week they're in the same category is Arsenal for me at the minute, odds on prices. You can find some value about them, then great. But I can't be backing them at 1-3 at the minute. That Burnley performance.
Well, that's silly. You say you come and bouncing back after losing to Barcelona, but they've got to bounce back after losing to Burnley as well. They were shocking, second best
awful,
to Burnley.
Awful, weren't they? I mean, do you know what, Derek? I didn't think they would necessarily get past Barcelona, but after that Roma game in the Champions League, I was kind of steadying myself to make some sort of argument how they could get something out of the game at Barca. And then I watched that Burnley game and thought, nah, it's not going to happen. It can't happen. It can't happen against a team like Barcelona. But, you know, I just don't think West Brom are adventurous enough to beat Man City. I think if they went for Man City and had a go, if Pulis was brave, then I think they might be able to get something, because they've got Berahino, who's in good form, of course. They've got Brown Adai, who's scoring goals. You know, But I don't think that's what they'll do. So, I mean, the safe way of doing this is the 30-minute betting. So you'd be looking at the draw at 30 minutes. If you don't think they'll last right the way till half-time, or the if you do think they'll last till half-time, then it's the half-time draw, full-time City is mine. The 30-minute betting, the draw's 5-6. It's too short, really, isn't it, to play that? I'm not keen on that.
You're sorry, Liverpool, but you know, looking at City now, and people, you know, they were talking on the TV last night about them needing to bring in three or four players to give them a, you know, any chance. But there's financial fair play business. You wonder, the opposite could happen. You wonder just whether players like Aguero and Silva and Toure might be thinking, it's going nowhere, yes, we'll get off. You know, it's, in my eyes, they're more likely to lose players.
I think it needs freshening up, though, Derek. I mean,
that's an aging team and aging squad now.
It looks a bit tired, doesn't it? It looks a bit like they're a bit fed up of each other. Do you know what I mean by that?
Do you do? Yeah, I know what you mean. Someone's already offered for Toure 20 million plus a Victoria sponge. So, he'll be on his way. I think we could have seen the best of City. You know, I've got a sneaking suspicion they are a team in decline.
I think they've got too much money for that, Derek. I really do. I know what you're saying, but I think they'll.
But if they're not allowed to spend it, Lee, you know what I mean?
It's still ways and means.
Loopholes, isn't there? Yeah.
Still you've got loads of money. You are allowed to spend it, but you don't.
I was just looking at the on a slight aside, the market without Chelsea now. Man City are 8-13. Arsenal 15-8, Man United 7-1, Liverpool 12-1, 58 points they're on at the minute, 57 for Arsenal, 56 for Man United, and Liverpool on 54. I mean, I think Liverpool are a huge price in that market. I'm not saying they'll finish second, but they're only 4 points behind Man City. If they beat Man United at the weekend, big if, I know, but they are at home, they could leapfrog. I think that's a great market to be looking at now. City are the only bet I wouldn't have, I think, in it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.